Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Not only is Campbell Community College one of the great places of learning in the Odyssey area, it's also where Eugene Meltzner has found a job in the computer department. Let's join him as his new boss, Mr. Burgomeister, shows him around.
That room is the college's general data processing department, where the information about the students is put into the computers, you know, names, addresses, that sort of thing. Now, if you come this way, I'll show you where you'll be working.
Well, thank you, Mr. Burgomeister. I hope I've made it very clear how much I appreciate the college hiring.
I should be thanking you for taking this up.
Well,
it's so hard finding the right kind of people to work for us. But here we are. Now, this is our computer security division. You'll notice that the door is always locked. You have your own key. Because this room is very top secret. Very confidential.
Top secret? Why?
These computers contain all our financial information, students' grades and reports.
Ah.
We can't have just anyone poking their noses around in it.
I see. Very impressive. What was that?
I'm not sure. It sounded like...
Over here, sir.
Oh, it's Nicholas. Sorry, I didn't see you sitting over there. Nicholas, this is Hubert Melstip.
Eugene Meltzner. Nice to meet you.
And this is Nicholas Applebaum.
Adamsworth. Hello, Mr. Meltzner.
Please, just Eugene. Nicholas.
Nicholas will be working for you. He's part of a special test program the college has started for children with extremely high intelligence.
Ah.
He's proven himself to be quite good with computers. So good, we put him in here. Don't let his age fool you.
How old are you, Nicholas?
11 years, 3 months, 2 days, 10 hours, and 54 minutes old, not counting daylight savings.
11 years old? Quite impressive. I didn't start my college studies until I was 13.
Well, you know what it's like then.
Oh, yes. But at that time, they didn't have the advanced study program such as the ones...
I'm sure you two whiz kids have a lot to talk about. And I leave you to it. Hubert, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call.
Thank you, Mr. Burgomeister. I will.
Goodbye, Nicholas. And now, don't dilly-dally too long. Remember, the study program depends on you.
I won't forget. Goodbye, Mr. Burgomeister.
Well, he seems competent enough.
Oh, he's all right for someone with his IQ.
What did he mean when he said the program depends on you?
This is a test program for some of us kids from the state orphanage. My parents died when I was little. Anyway, they started this program to see if kids my age and with my intelligence can adjust to college. They say I've got the brains for it, but not the body. It's not exactly elementary school around here.
Well, is it working?
I hope so. If I fail, they'll cancel the program, then we'll all be stuck.
All?
Yes, me and kids like me. They'll send us back to the orphanage. Then I'll spend most of my time trying to keep from being picked on. At least in college, they leave me alone. Here I can try to fit in. As well as I can fit in anywhere, I suppose. Sometimes I'm not sure I ever can. That's why they put me back here. They don't know what else to do with me.
Oh, yes, I distinctly remember those days. But enough of the sentimental dialogue. I would be very grateful, Nicholas, if you would introduce me to the computer operations here.
Oh, my pleasure. If you come this way, I can explain the systems operation for our integrated programs and how we manage our database and the new comprehensive grade analysis.
Nicholas?
Yes, Mr. Meltzner?
As I've been telling you for the last 2 days, Eugene will be sufficient.
Yes, Eugene.
Now that I have the hang of the computer system here, Mr. Burgomeister asked me to do a random check of the students' grades.
A random check?
Yes. He wants me to make sure they're being put into the computer correctly. We would certainly hate for a student, for example, who received an A to accidentally get a C in a class.
Well, do you think that's absolutely necessary? Wouldn't it be better to wait for the student to complain?
Mr. Burgomeister said he wanted this department to have a reputation for accuracy. Complaints from students would give the wrong impression of our work. Hello, who's that?
That's Richard Maxwell. He's my counselor.
You need a counselor?
Well, here at the college, he's in charge of me, a student tutor of sorts. He's the one who has to tell the college how I'm doing.
Hey there, Nikki. What's happening?
Hello, Mr. Maxwell.
Mr. Maxwell, you cracked me up, kid. You must be Eugene Milnard.
That's Meltzner.
Yeah, you're the bum who got my job.
I beg your pardon?
You got my job. I was all lined up to work in here till you applied.
You were going to work in here?
Sure. Computers are my area of expertise, as they say. That and a good game of pool.
I'm slightly confused. I thought you were a counselor.
I am. I'm a lot of things at this college. I watch over Nikki and a handful of other kids, and I work with computers. I'm what you call a renaissance man. I dabble in a lot of things, okay with you?
Well, I suppose so.
Now, wait a minute, you used to work in town, didn't you?
Yes.
For that Whitaker guy, Wits End, he has computers there. Or were you cleaning high chairs for him?
Computers, inventions, I did a variety of work for him.
Now, what happened? You get bored?
Well, actually, no. I had a run-in with a computer program called Applesauce.
Applesauce, huh? What kind of a run-in can you have with a program named Applesauce?
It was a special program that... Actually, if you don't mind, I'm not entirely sure it's anybody's business but mine.
Hey, no problemo. Just making conversation. I wanted to stop in and make sure you weren't overworking Nikki, that's all.
Oh, well, I'm not overworking you, am I, Nikki? I mean, Nicholas?
No, sir.
Well, good. That's all. Take her easy. I'll be talking to you later, kid.
Yes, Mr. Maxwell.
Mr. Maxwell, you crack me up.
Counselors certainly have changed since I was a lad. Here we go. Ooh, this is most curious.
What's wrong, Mr. Eugene?
Oh, Nicholas, I was just double-checking some of the students' grades, and I found a few that don't match.
What do you mean?
Well, look, according to the computer screen, it says that Kenneth Ellis got an A in his chemistry class. But, according to this report here, he got an F. He failed it.
Maybe somebody made a mistake.
Well, how? After the grade was put in the computer last month, no one was supposed to touch it. It was put in as an F then, and it should be an F now. But it isn't. The computer now shows that Kenneth Ellis got an A.
Well, maybe there's a bug in the system.
No, I don't think so. Nicholas, do you see what this means? Somehow somebody got into this computer system and changed Ken Ellis's grades.
A hacker! Do you think someone's tapping in from outside?
Possibly, but I don't know how. This system is supposed to be foolproof against anyone but authorized personnel getting into it.
Maybe it's an odd coincidence, Mr. Milsner. Maybe it's no big deal. I wouldn't spend a lot of time thinking about it.
I don't agree. I've read of students charging a lot of money to change a failing grade to a passing one.
At Campbell College? Be careful not to let your imagination run away with you.
Yes, you're right. I have to think clearly about this. There must be a way to find out who's doing it and why. Nicholas, you're just in time.
I'm sorry, I'm late. I need to talk...
I feel so foolish. Why didn't I think of it before?
I need to talk to you, Mr. Milsner.
Eugene. The name is Eugene. I was thinking about it last night before I went to sleep. Suddenly it dawned on me. The computer can tell me when the grade changes were made, right down to the exact day and exact time. It keeps a thorough record of everything that happens when the computer's on. I'm running the program right now for a complete printout. This will tell me all I need to know, and then maybe we can track down the culprits.
That's what I have to talk to you about, Mr. Milsner.
Hold on, Nicholas. There it is. The grades for Kenneth Ellis were originally entered on the 5th of last month by Anne. And then, on the 20th at 2:34, they were changed. Ooh, right here in this room. Someone did it here. Who was working that day, Nicholas? Do you remember? Check the log.
I don't need to check the log, sir. I know who it was.
You do? Who was it?
Me.
You mean you were here?
Yes, sir.
You mean you were actually here in this room when somebody changed the grades?
No, I was here alone.
Well, then...
Don't you understand? I changed the grades. Me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I changed the grades.
You changed the grades? Well, why? That was illegal. It was wrong.
I know it, but I had to. He made me.
Who made you? What? Oh, it's Richard Maxwell. What does he want now?
Hey, Eugene. Hey, Nikki, what's going on?
We're terribly busy right now, Richard. Could you talk to Nicholas later?
I don't know. How about it, Nikki?
He knows.
Huh? Who knows?
Eugene knows about changing the grades.
You got a big mouth, kid.
You're the one who put Nicholas up to this? You made him change the grades?
That I did, Hubert. That I did.
But he's just a kid. Why?
I told you, I'm a renaissance man. I dabble in lots of things, particularly money-making kinds of things. With Nikki in here and students all over the campus willing to pay to have their grades fixed, how could I pass up the opportunity?
But that's dishonest.
Really? I didn't realize. Guess I should stop it, huh?
Well, of course you should. Nicholas, how could you do this?
I couldn't help it.
Look, Huey, don't start in on the kid. He didn't have a choice.
Everyone has a choice.
Well, Nicky didn't.
He said he'd give the college a bad report about me. He said he'd make them send me back to the orphanage if I didn't change the grades.
He can't do that. You could have just told on him.
I was afraid to.
You see, Brain Boy, as his counselor, I decide what happens to him here. And if he told, they'd send him back. Like I said, he didn't have a choice, and neither do you.
I beg your pardon. I believe I do.
Nope. You tell on me, and I'll tell on Nicholas, and he'll be history at this college.
You wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
He would.
So that's your situation, Houston. What's it gonna be? Tell and ruin Nicholas's life? Or keep your mouth shut and let us live happily ever after? Well, Eugene, what are you gonna do?
What is Eugene going to do? We'll find out when today's adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. And now the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Eugene?
Yes, Nicholas?
It's 6 o'clock. Don't you think it's time to leave?
No, not yet. I'm thinking.
Oh. Well, I have to get back to my dorm room.
Well, go on ahead.
But I feel bad. I don't want to leave if you're going to stay.
Don't worry about me.
All right, if you're sure. Good night.
Good night, Nicholas.
Thanks for not telling.
I'd rather you didn't mention that. Don't ever mention it again. I'd like to pretend it never happened.
Yes, sir.
Wait, that gives me an idea.
What?
Acting as if it never happened. Nicholas, what would stop us from going back and fixing the grades?
Going back?
We could simply undo what you did. Do you remember whose grades you changed? I mean, there couldn't have been that many.
Yes, there could.
Oh, then you'd better sit down. I want you to write down all the names you could remember and what the original grades were in which classes. Can you do that?
Well, I think so, but what about Richard Maxwell?
What can he do if the grades are correct? What proof will he have? And if he tries to get you thrown out of school anyway, I'll fight it. I can fight for you if there's no evidence against you, correct? You'll be making amends. Hurry, the sooner we get this done, the better.
Come in, Hubert. Eugene. Please, sit down.
Thank you, sir. I came as soon as I got your message.
Thank you.
How may I help you?
This is difficult for me, Eugene. Mm-hmm. Actually, I am in a state of disbelief, but we've become aware of some very illegal activities going on here at our college.
Illegal?
Our campus security has uncovered a racket that involves changing students' grades for money.
Oh, really?
Yes. When I found out about it, I did the only thing I knew to do. I began monitoring the activities of your department yesterday, to be exact.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. My report shows a very heavy concentration of activity, especially last night. You were there late last night, weren't you, Eugene?
Yes, sir.
What were you doing?
Work.
What kind of work?
Just work.
My report shows what kind of work you were doing. You were changing students' grades. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Unless you have a plausible explanation for why you were changing students' grades without authorization, I can only conclude that you are part of the plot to change grades for money. I had such high hopes for you, Eugene. As it is, you're going to have to appear before the College Board of Inquiry. They will have to decide what to do with you. You'd better come with me.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Is this tape running? Campbell College Board of Inquiry is now in closed session. I'm Dr. Thomas Grayson, president of the college. To my left is Ralph Harris, member of the Board of Trustees, and to my right is John Avery Whitaker, also a member of the Board of Trustees. Thank you for coming at such short notice, gentlemen. You'll find all the pertinent information and computer reports from Mr. Burgelmeister in the folders in front of you. I'm sorry about the formality, but they wanted to sound good on tape. Mr. Whitaker, I believe you've had some past experience with Eugene?
I have, Dr. Grayson.
Well, then maybe you can give us some insight with this case. Eugene?
Yes, sir?
It's important you understand that we are not a court of law. Our purpose here is to assess the charges against you and pass on a recommendation to the college. In this case, we will decide whether to expel you from school or have you arrested. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Do you have anything you wish to say?
No, sir.
Well, now, what you're being accused of is very serious. Don't you have anything to say in your defense?
No, sir.
Nothing?
No, sir. I was in charge of the department. It is my responsibility.
Wait there, please. I hadn't counted on this. I thought he would at least try to defend himself. What do you suggest?
There's nothing to suggest. If he doesn't want to defend himself, that's up to him. The evidence here is black and white. He was obviously caught changing grades. I think we should expel him.
Mr. Whittaker, you know the young man. What do you think?
Well, I've been reading through these reports, and did you happen to notice the dates on page 7?
No, I didn't.
Well, while you look again, would you mind if I spoke to Eugene alone?
Oh, not at all. Mr. Harris?
No, I'd like to get some coffee anyway.
Thank you. We'll only be a minute.
The Board of Inquiry will take a short recess for a conference. Sit tight, Eugene. Let's go, Ralph. There's coffee down the hall.
Hello, Eugene. Fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Mr. Whittaker. I didn't know you were on the board.
Oh, if it helps the college, I'll do it. So you want to tell me what this is all about?
Well, it's all in the report, sir. Mr. Burgelmeister caught me red-handed.
Uh-huh. And I'm supposed to believe that you're involved in some scam to make money by changing students' grades?
That's what they say.
Is it true?
My department is my responsibility, Mr. Whittaker. If there's one thing I learned from you, it's to take responsibility. Or did I misunderstand you?
No, Eugene, you didn't. But I'm having a hard time believing you're really behind this.
Why? You fired me for activity of this nature, remember? I broke into applesauce.
Yes, you did, and I'm glad you brought that up, Eugene. That was, let's see, how long ago? A little over a month?
Yes, sir.
That's funny. According to page 7 of these reports, the grade changes started almost 2 months ago. Well, that means you couldn't have been responsible for some of it because you were working for me. Unless, of course, you figured out a way to be in two places at one time. Now, how about the truth, huh?
I can't, Mr. Whittaker.
Eugene, come on, please. This is very serious. Your whole future is at stake here.
Not only mine. Please, let me do what I have to do. I ruined your relationship with Connie. Let me try to do something right.
Eugene!
Nicholas, what are you doing here?
I've been looking for you all over the building.
You're supposed to be in the computer room.
I was until Mr. Burgelmeister told me what happened. You can't do this. I won't let you do this.
Go back to work, Nicholas. It's too late.
No, it can't be. Who are you?
Well, I'm John Avery Whittaker. Who are you?
Nicholas Adamsworth. Are you in charge of this kangaroo trial?
Well, I might be.
Then you have to call them back. They made a big mistake. I don't care if they send me back.
Nicholas, I told you to go back to your...
He didn't do it, Mr. Whittaker. Eugene has nothing to do with it. I'll tell you everything. I promise. Just don't let Eugene get in trouble.
Well, maybe you'd better start talking then.
Well, it all started about 3 months ago when they put me in the computer room. Richard Maxwell, he's my student counselor, asked me if I had access to the student grades in the computer. He said he'd tried to break in through the computer in his room but couldn't. I told him I had access but wasn't allowed to do anything, and he says I better.
Richard Maxwell?
Yo, what can I do for you, your emeritus?
On the recommendation of this Board of Inquiry, and as president of the college, I hereby expel you from this institution for your participation in the grade-changing scheme.
Oh, I'm crushed. I'm heartbroken.
And if I had my say in it, I'd see to it that you couldn't get in any other college in this state.
It doesn't matter to me. I got a better job lined up anyway.
Consider yourself fortunate that we are not pressing charges with the police.
Oh, I'm grateful, your immenseness.
Nicholas Adamsworth.
Yes, sir?
For your participation in this illegal activity, the board recommends that you be placed on indefinite probation here at the college.
You mean you're not sending me back to the orphanage?
We are not sending you back to the orphanage.
Thank you, sir. I am extremely grateful.
Eugene Melson, Meltzer...
That's Meltzner, sir.
Exactly. Because of your participation in the grade-changing scheme, willing or unwilling, we are relieving you of your position here at the college and placing you under the supervision of a member of our board of trustees.
I beg your pardon? I'm not sure I understand. You're firing me?
Not exactly. We're transferring you. We want you to finish your internship where it started.
But that was it. Mr. Whittaker?
Eugene, based on the sacrificial way I've seen you behave today, I would be pleased if you'd come back to work at Wits End.
But what about applesauce?
Oh, I think you've learned your lesson. I think you've learned it very well. Will you come back?
Will I? Mr. Whittaker, I would be proud and honored to offer my meager ministrations as your most obsequious and, dare I say, humble...
Just say yes, Eugene, please.
Yes, Eugene.
This meeting is adjourned.
Hey! Thanks, Eugene!
Oh, you did it, Nicholas. Thank you.
And congratulations to you both. Now, maybe things can get back to normal. I hope, anyway.
I wouldn't count on it, Mr. Whittaker. I wouldn't count on it.
Well, it looks like Eugene will go back to work for Witt at Wits End. Oh, I kind of figured he would sooner or later, didn't you? Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.